Good morning.
The Brewers had a choice this offseason. Instead of trying to trade Prince Fielder away and get some value, they decided to keep him for the last year of his contract and go for broke, bolster their pitching. They got Greinke, Markham, Rodriguez, and a new manager, and they decided this year was going to be the year.
You know, from beginning to end, you know, from spring training, you know, right down to the day that we're talking about this team, the demeanor of this team has stayed the same. The goal has been met. They won the division title, and by doing so, that means they're in a perfect position right now to seriously compete in the postseason. This is going to be a lot of fun here, and it's going to be fun to watch in the next week or so. This is a good ball club, and there's the other three teams are very evenly matched. It's going to be fun.
They play the Diamondbacks tomorrow. How do they match up against Arizona?
You know, these two teams are very similar. You know, the storyline that you just mentioned, how the Brewers were able to put things together to make this team are the same types of things the Diamondbacks did. Arizona's probably the surprise team of the league, Bill, because they went from, you know, worst to first in their division. But I think that these two teams are, for the most part, evenly matched.
You mentioned the team's demeanor, and it was a loose bunch this whole time. And not only did you give these great performances from Prince and from Ryan, but also Betancourt and Niger Morgan and, you know, T-Plush and the Beast Mode and the Cowboy Hats. This seems like a team that has a lot of confidence in itself. And this was a special year, wasn't it?
Well, it was. I mean, that's the thing about it is they've done a lot of things, you know, off the field to stay together. They've done enough things to, you know, spark one another, and they certainly didn't let anything that could be negative stay negative. They just are a group of guys that embrace each other, and that's what it takes. I mean, you know, you can buy the best team you think in baseball. Look at the Red Sox, an enormous payroll, and they, during the offseason, thought that they were going to buy themselves another World Series, and they're not even in the playoffs right now. So I think the Brewers had a real nice complement of everything. They did spend some money. They did save some money. And they made some very good choices to fill some holes and embraced one another, and it's been an enjoyable ride for them.
How deep can the Brewers go?
I think they can go all the way. I mean, like I said earlier, with this particular matchup, the final four teams, everyone's pick are the Philadelphia Phillies. But it only takes one or two mistakes. It only takes one or two high-level performers not to perform, you know, on the Phillies end, and you know, we'll see how hungry the Brewers are. They're capable of taking this thing all the way. There's no question about it. I think any of the four teams in the National League can make a serious long run.
Craig Gishon, thanks for being with us.
You got it.